Lutzach Nishmas, Reb Chaim Baruch Ben Rabbi Yimelech Kovel, sponsored by his children, Mr. and Mrs. J. Kovel. Also Lutzach Nishmas, Rabbi Yimelech Ben, unknown, that's Jake's grandfather, who's also your side today, both the father and the son. And it should be an aliyah to their neshama, again sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. J. Kovel. We are going to start the Mishnah, Naisin Allah Nusa. Naisin Allah Nusa, Mamafuta, you're allowed to marry a woman who you had a relationship out of wedlock. Is that the way to say it?
Yes.
We started before I started over again on Friday. And I'm doing it again today because we were in the middle when we were finished. However, if you marry a woman and then you have an out-of-wedlock relationship with one of her relatives that you're not allowed to have, like a daughter, mother, sister, he's chayav either karas or misa. A person can marry the lady his father had a relationship with as long as he wasn't married. And the Gemara will explain why Rabbi Yehuda answers. That's the Gemara Tanina, the Mishnah is teaching us the 20 Rabbanah, which we learned in the Brisa. Anas Isha Mutu Lisa Bita. Your man is a lady, you're allowed to marry her daughter. Anas Isha Mutu Lisa Bita. You marry a lady, you're not allowed to marry your daughter. Frank the Gemara Reminu, but I have a contradiction. It says, Anita Malimisha, you're accused, even if we don't know of a definite relationship. You're accused. Rashi says, Nechshad, you're accused of having a relationship with a woman. You cannot marry her relatives. Our Mishnah said even if you had a definite relationship, you can marry a relative. And here it's saying even if you're accused, you can't. That's the Gemara Midrabanan. That's a rabbinic iser. We're afraid that what happens is you're going to marry her daughter, and she's going to hang around, and you'll live with her again, and that is aser. Correct the Gemara B'chalekhati Gisur Midrabanan Tanir Naisim L'chatchila. The Mishnah would say Naisim L'chatchila when there's an iser drabanan. It's aser midrabanan. And for the Gemara, Kitnan Masnisa Lachamisa. You're right. While the lady you married is alive, meaningless, while the lady you had an out of wedlock relationship is alive, you cannot marry a relative rabbinically. Not because there's anything wrong in marrying the relative. It's we're afraid what will happen after you marry the relative. The mother will be around, the daughter will be around, the sister will be around, and you'll have a relationship with them because you already had one, or you were accused of one. But once those people die, you can marry her daughter and mother or sister because she's not going to be around anymore to have a relationship with.
Is that the same thing with the real
not by mother and daughter.
Why is the mother better than your sister?
Because that's what the Torah said. The Torah said, Bechaya, only by sister. That's what the Torah said. Nothing about right to Menani Mili. How do I know that this is true? That you can, if you have an out of wedlock relationship with a woman, you can marry her relative. Why don't we say that it's an erva? That the Gemara is a Tanna Rabbana. Bekulam Namer Shchiva Vekan Namer Ticha. By all Arayas, it says Yishkav. Yishkav is. Right, we're going back to the Deraisa. How do I know that it's legal? That if you had a relationship with a woman, you're allowed to marry her mother. Meaning, we're going back to the Deraisa. The answer is, by all Arayas, the majority of them, says the word Yishkav. Yishkav as Imai. Yishkav as Zachar. Yishkav as Behema. Because there is no marriage. Here, V'kan Hemer Kicha. Here it says, Yikach as Isha as Ima. Yikach as Isha as Achaisa. Why does it say Yikach? Why does it switch from Yishkav to Yikach? You tell me? Leimer Loch Derech L'Kuchan as Yitaira. It's only if you married one that the other becomes an Erva. That's why the Torah wrote Yikach. Now, the next Gemara, I'm going to explain to the best of my ability. I didn't understand it on Friday, but I don't understand it better today. Amalei Ababa Labayu. Elamat Gabi Achaisai, a person's own sister. Nechsive Shashika Chesachaisai, Bas Avivai Bas Imai, says Yikach. Okay, Nami Derech Kichu Dosh Derech Shiva Shari. Is there a marriage to Achaisai? The Kedushin is not even typhus. It says Yikach there, and it doesn't mean marriage. Right? Your whole diak was from the fact that the Torah switched from Shiva to Yikach. But here it says Yikach and it can't be marriage. And for the Gemara, I'm a little cooking Shiva but Torah stop. Royal Kikach, Royal Shiva Shiva. You know, the truth is you're right. Over there it means sleeping together. Whenever it could mean marriage, Kikach means marriage. When it can't be marriage, you're right. It's just another word for Shiva. My problem with that is that once you've shown me that tikkun is not exclusively marriage, the whole raya that we needed a marriage with the woman to ask her mother or her daughter or her sister was in the fact yikach. But if I can show you that yikach doesn't have to mean marriage,
it doesn't happen when it can't, otherwise it happens.
So why did the Torah use yikach there if it doesn't mean marriage? You're right. That's the Mishat in the Gemara, is what you're saying. What bothers me is the foundation is weakened because it is using Yikach not in a marriage sense. Again, the Gemara means what you said. So we don't argue on Gemara. I had trouble with this on Friday. Mr. Goldstein read me the article. He was here on Friday, by the way. Some people did show up. And he read me the article, and that's what the article said. But again, I just had...
Is there any shita that holds that there's a Kedushin type by Chayvi Krisus?
Taisus says no. There is a Yeshua who holds that Mamzer is only Mechayvi Mises Bezin. But I believe Taisus says that even he's Maskim, the Kedushin is not type by Chayvi Krisus. Anyway, the norm of the Gemara definitely operates that Kedushin is not type as Mechayev Krisus. Rava Amar. Rava says, Anas Isha Musil Sabita Mahacha. Rava brings in other Raya. And I'm going to think this out outside, that we'll do it inside. The Torah says, do not live with your granddaughter. The Diyak is your granddaughter, even though it's not your a wife's granddaughter. The other Pasuk says, do not live with your wife's granddaughter. Now, if you can't live with your wife's granddaughter, isn't your daughter, granddaughter automatically your wife's granddaughter? Because it doesn't have to be your current wife. Don't live with your wife's granddaughter. Every time you have a granddaughter, it's a wife's granddaughter. Terrence is not true. You can have a granddaughter and it's not a wife's granddaughter, but it was born out of a wedlock relationship.
The wife had an
no. Your wife's granddaughter doesn't have to be yours. But yours has to be your wife's. Terrence says it doesn't. It can be your out of wedlock relationship. You had a granddaughter that's not any wife's granddaughter. Because if not, if you only are us and your granddaughter, if you married a woman, then it's your wife's granddaughter. Why does the Terrence say your granddaughter? I mean, let's say the Mishnah would hold. Let's say the Mishnah would not be right. If you have a relationship with a woman, you're usher and all her relatives. That means that girl, your granddaughter, would be your wife's granddaughter. The woman you live with would be your wife, halachically, as far as granddaughter is concerned. If you hold that an out-of-wedlock relationship makes her like a wife. If you wouldn't hold like our Mishnah, if you're ma'anus a woman, you couldn't marry her daughter biblically. That means you couldn't marry her granddaughter biblically. So why would the Torah have to write your granddaughter? Every one of your granddaughters came from a woman you had a relationship with. And the Torah said you can't marry her granddaughter. There it is. It's your granddaughter is only us because it's yours, but it's not your wife's because it's not a relationship that's called a marriage. Therefore, you can marry her other granddaughters because it wasn't your wife. Rava Amar Mahacha. Anas Isha Mutadacha. Siv Eres Bas Bincha Bas Bincha Lois Tegala. The Diyak is or Bas Bincha Bas Bincha the Dog Gully. The woman is not a problem. But it says Siv Eres Isha Mutadacha Tegala is Bas Bincha Bas Bincha Lois Tegala. It says you can't marry your wife's granddaughter even if it's not yours. Okay, it's not kind of it's in kind of it's to him. If it's your marriage with a woman, then you can't marry her granddaughter. If it's an Ines, you can marry her daughter and granddaughter. You just can't marry yours. Hey, Pachano, why is an interesting question? Let's say that out of wedlock asters her relatives, and the Suwan doesn't aster her relatives. Maybe, like, if you had an out of wedlock relationship, you can't marry her relatives. But if you married her, maybe you could marry her relatives. The answer is, Araya Sher Sibahu. The Torah calls it She'er. She'er is a lotion of marriage. But the Suwan Ikasher, but Unsin Lekasher. Dr. Vishnu Gumar Baito. Rabbi Yehuda Iser Banusis Abdul. Rabbi Yehuda asters by anusis others. Amar Rabbi Gidlo Marav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda get to aster by anusis of it. The Torah said, "Layikah chishes eishes of it." Where does it get anusis of it? The Chassid, "Layikah chishes eishes of it." Layigal leknaf of it. He shouldn't reveal the robe of his father. Who is this robe of his father? Who is this woman? Can't be his wife. He just said, "Layikah chishes eishes of it." Knaf shorah of it. Layigal. Any woman that your father had a relationship, even if it wasn't a marriage, you're not allowed to marry. It's a lav. Frepti gemar bin maida anusa ksiv. How do I know that it means anusa, meaning?
Lo yigala. That's the lesson?
Lo yigala. How do I know that means a woman that your father had a relationship with? Miluya dekra, smuchim. Because there's a parsha right before it. The ksiv says, v'nosu l'isha shonchem yimu l'avi anara, chabishim ketav. It talks about a person who Ma'anus a girl. Talking about Onus right before this. So we say, Mishkama, the next parsha, when we don't know what the pasuk means, it means an Anusa. Not anything else. An Anusa or a foot of your father.
What do the Gemara think other options would be?
Well, you see the Rabbanon's option in a second. In fact, you have Rabbanon who don't agree with this. He has a Samach Lake in the comment. He'll be right next to where there's one thing. There's a break in between. There's like you can exchange something between Anusa and the Gemara. Exactly. The boy laid the Kravonon, they hold the pasuk is going like Kravonon. Talking about your father's brother died. His wife brother died without children. So your father has a chi of Yibum. You live with that lady who is your father's brother's wife and your father's Shemaris Yabam. It's a lav. In fact, the Gemara, I don't need a law for it. My knaf, of it. Knaf, a royal of it. The robe that's waiting for your father. Meaning she's waiting for your father's evil. In fact, the Gemara, the type of limitation they does like. It's your father's brother's wife. That's a chayv krisis. You don't need this. She's usher anyway. Forget about the fact whether your father has to do evil.
Well, she died. The brother died. Now.
But still his brother's wife. It's usher permanently.
That's the father.
One second. The person's not allowed to marry his father's brother's wife, even if his father's brother died. It's an erva. No ervas go off with death, except Eishes Ish and Achais and Achais Ishtai. Nothing else is affected by death.
Is it to marry your uncle
or
uncle?
Father's brother's wife, correct. They die. Perish in the past.
This is the evil.
For your father, it's evil. For you, it's the dasai. You're right. It's us as the Dasai. The Torah adds one because it's your father's Shemaris Yabam. Meaning that your father's brother died with children, it would be only the Dasai. Since he died without children, and your father has the Chi of Yibum, the Torah throws an extra lav if you were live with that woman.
Is it a lav or
is it current? No, the Galak above him is a lav. The Dasai is current.
Is going on.
One is Karis and one is Alav. You get Malkus twice. Frakti Gemara, the type of limitation, Yavama Lashon. Yavama, correct. Frakti Gemara, the type of limitation, Yavama Lashok. There's another Alav here. She's a Yavama Lashok. Frakti Gemara, Alav, Rabbi Shlash Alav. You're right, it's three Alav. The boy say, Malach Amisa. Your father died, so she's no longer a Yavama Lashok. So this is no longer Yavama Lashok. So the Torah is saying, it's still the law of being the Shemaris Yavam of your father. Okay, we are now going to have a series of riddles. No halacha is derived from this. That's what Taisus tells us. There's no new halacha that we didn't know that's going to be derived from the riddles that we have. Taisus says we did these riddles because the Dukim said we don't know how to do riddles, so we have riddles. Rashi says that people used to say these riddles, so the Gemara repeats them. Ach me'av v'loy me'ein. My paternal, a woman says, this man is my paternal brother, but not my maternal brother. Hu ba'al ladayim, but he also is the husband of my mother. He's my paternal brother, not my maternal brother, but he's the husband of my mother. Banah brought it in to say, and I'm the daughter of his wife, which is exactly the same thing. If he's the husband of my mother, I am the daughter of his wife. Amar Amir Bachama, the Lord of Yehuda. What happened was, somebody married Anusas Aviv. A person was an honest woman, had a daughter. then his son, this person's son, from a different wife, married the woman his father was manus. So this woman, this girl says, my brother, my paternal brother, we share a father, married my mother, legally. And I am the daughter of his wife. It's riddles. Reuven, we're going to use Reuven, I can't help it. Reuven married, it was ma'anus a woman. Sorry, Rashi has Yaakov. Yaakov was ma'anus a woman. Had a son. Had a daughter. Sorry, had a daughter. Then he also had a son from a different marriage. So Yaakov's son from the different marriage married the woman his father was ma'anus.
Is that a problem? Yeah.
No, because it's a nuisance of the Rabbanah say it's mutter.
Brother and sister.
Oh, it's not a real marriage.
Absolutely not.
Right. Brother and sister from the father.
Right? Because Yaakov has two children, one from a wife and one from an anusa. They're brother and sister, half brother and sister. The brother married the sister's mother.
Brother married
the
sister's mother.
The anusa lady. You have to come imagine the difference. What? Yeah.
Which
you said is
needed.
That's what it says. But not like a Yehuda.
Right.
So this girl can say, my brother is my mother's husband and I'm his wife's daughter. Which, by the way, is the same thing. It's just a repetition of the same thing.
Is this proof against the
Yehuda? No proof. It's a riddle. People say this riddle. There's no halacha is derived from these Gemaras. All it is riddles. Become imaginative. Weiter. Don't think about weiter. Okay? They get harder and harder, these riddles. That's what Rav Taisa says. We know all these halakas are well known before. No new halakha is derived from these stories. All halakas are known. It's just putting it together and making a riddle out of it. Next quiz, okay? We got to get more imaginative. Achu Abrihu. He's my brother and he's my son.
Is he a Jewish guy that did this?
The first guy, yes. The new guy here, no. We're leaving Jewish guys now. Now we're moving on to Goyim. Achu Abrihu. He's my brother and he's my son. I'm the sister of the baby that I'm carrying on my shoulder, which is the same thing as saying he's my brother. How is that possible? How can a woman's son be her brother? Answer is, Mishkachas Labai B'Kachama Ba'avitai. A guy lived with his daughter, had a son. The daughter and that son share a father. So she's the brother of her son. She's the sister of her son. You're too straight, Dr. Harris. You got to have more imagination and in incest. Maybe you should move to Appalachia, you know what I mean? It's getting much more uncomfortable as we go along. Shalom Aleich Bri, peace to you, my son. My son, you're the daughter of my sister. I'm sorry, I'm the daughter of your sister. Okay? So a woman looks at her child and says, you know, I'm the daughter of your sister. You and my sister are brother and sister. I'm the daughter of your sister. A guy married his granddaughter. Right. So he has two daughters. He married a granddaughter. Right? And he has a son. Now, the son has a father that his mother's sister has as well. Because the guy lived with his granddaughter. Right? Correct. Even more than that. No, you don't even have to say that. A guy had a daughter. Who had a daughter? The guy lived with his granddaughter. Had a son. Which is his great-grandson. But it's also his son, right? His son. He fathered that child. So the mother of this woman, of the granddaughter, is a sister to her son.
Father.
They share the same father.
It was a different father that means son. Different father means son.
No, it's not true. Here, John was had a daughter. That daughter married somebody, had a daughter. John was Mazana with his granddaughter and had a son. John's daughter and John's great-grandson are brother and sister. They share the same father. This middle generation woman says, my mother is your sister. Next. The Dali Davla, those who carry water, draw water, Libu Bukhu Seisra Pasar, I'm going to give you a difficult riddle. The Dahai the Darina, the one I'm carrying on my shoulder, who borrows my son, Vabino Baras Achva, but I'm the daughter of his brother. So my son is my father's brother. How can my son be my father's brother? The Shkagas Lava Evi Kachavim. What?
My brother's daughter.
My son is my father's brother. I am the daughter of his brother. That means my father is a brother to my son. How is that possible? What happened was, a guy lived with his son's daughter. So he fathered his son, and now he fathered his great-grandson, which is brother to his son. This girl that he lived with, his granddaughter, has a father who's a brother to her son. This is as far as we got on Friday. We have more riddles coming up tomorrow, a whole bunch of riddles. So everybody stay tuned. Riddles, everybody have a wonderful day.